Ah, nice. Look at that. KFC.ca and PFK.ca. Welcome to Fried Chicken Talk on a Friday night chicken talk.
I get it.
See? Friday night. I am Dolly Domofsky. Welcome to the Side Quest, your wonderful weekly chat about video games. Joining me as usual, the one, the only, the Scratty Bones Twitch affiliate somehow still.
Yeah. I don't think you can lose it. I think once you get it, you just have it.
You just constantly at a Twitch affiliate level. I'll get there. I'm going to buy followers or whatever I have to do to do that. But how you doing there, Aaron?
I'm all right. It's very hot.
Is it hot? I heard you guys lost your last ice shelf or something, right?
Yeah. There's no more. There's no more.
There's no more ice in Canada. Well, guys, that was it.
No, that's actually kind of a crazy story because, you know, the whole methane shotgun thing. All the methane that's trapped under the ice caps. Like now the fact that these are gone means we're that much closer to those releasing. Oh,
Daddy is joining us.
Yay, he got it.
Continue though. But the cow farts under the
The scientists figured this shit out in like the 70s or 80s, and they were like, yeah, if this happens, we're done. Like, there's no coming back from it. And now we're at that point. So, yay.
So, you got no more ice left.
Now, Canada, I guess, will have to
do. How you guys gonna play hockey?
Oh, it's inside. It's fine.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's really hot here, and people here don't really have air conditioners. Like, you'll see, like, every year you see more and more of those, like, the portable like window units, you know what I mean?
Oh shit, look at that man on the street.
What the fuck? He is
walking towards breaking gaming news. Oh. That's amazing.
What's up, dude?
He's outside Miyamoto's house right now. Look at that. When's this direct coming, Jeff? We can't hear you, by the way.
I'm assuming for the fact that you're streaming on data.
Yeah. Oh, heard something.
I'm your man on the street. Yeah. I got a baby.
Okay, that's nice. Yeah, there you go. Your partner, the baby there. Yeah.
I don't understand. Your neighborhood looks very temperate. I thought you lived in Colorado.
Yeah, this thing's broken. All right. How you guys doing?
We're good.
Yeah.
your neighborhood is way too nice. You
know, this thing says it's 5G. I don't really think that's true, though.
I mean, everybody knows that 5G is just a conspiracy to give people cancer.
Gates. That's what 5G stands for.
It's the number of the beast.
If we froze this screen capture right now with Jeff, I just took a screen cap of Jeff.
What?
I think it's a beautiful. That's beautiful. Look at that.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, since you're
at least being healthy.
Since your streaming sucks, rant about Fall Guys really quick.
Literally.
Nope.
Weirdly enough, that's kind of what it sounds like when you play Fall Guys.
That's true.
And I love you all very much. Goodbye.
Jesus. That was good. That was fun. See, here's
a nice
short, quick appearance who relived the Fall Guys experience for us, which is perfect because that's what I want to talk about today. I haven't been able to get on a Fall Guys since it released on the PS4, and I've been trying every freaking night to get on, and I can't. And now they're under server maintenance. And it says, we want to get it done for the weekend. And last I checked, when the bell tolls at 5 p.m., it's the weekend. But
So
they're having issues.
They've been having server issues on PC as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been playing it every day. Like, I've been looking on Twitter and everybody's going, I can't play. I can't connect to anything.
Yeah.
And then I'll go in and be like, all right, I'm going to hit connect to play. And then it'll be the loading screen. It'll be like, cannot connect. Try again. Yeah. So I just hit B and then hit A again. And then I'm in.
That was what was happening at first, and now they're in the full.
Now they're in maintenance mode. Now if you turn the game on, you're immediately greeted with matchmaking servers are under maintenance.
Yep.
So, yep. The game's really good.
So tell me about it. You've played it, apparently.
I've played a lot of time
with it. Yeah. All right. Tell me.
So that game's really fun. It's basically like Wipeout or MXC, you know, Takeshi Castle. Like that's the format of it.
That's cool.
It's sets of mini games.
Set up like a game show, right? Is that what the premise is? Sort of.
Very loosely. Very loosely, in the sense that they're treating it like a game show, and like all of the players are contestants. And in between rounds, there's like it shows who got eliminated, and it kind of treats it like that. But it's not like there's an announcer or anything like that. It's not like there's cutscenes that cut out to like, you know, it being on like a stage or anything like that. But yeah, very loosely. But no, it's just you play. It's like, you know, in Mario Party when you go to the mode that's just mini games.
Yes, yes.
And you don't have to do the board. It's that. Except the mini games are stages from like one of those, you know, like Wipeout style shows.
The hell is up with my hair? Keep talking.
Yeah, your hair's going crazy. Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's really goofy. The characters are something between... Jones, you missed Grub. You tried to call in on his phone. He didn't. 5G sucks.
It is. It's I'm jealous of Aaron's main. Yeah. Yeah. Grub. That's what the 5G stand for. I thought it was Bill Gates, but it's actually Jeff Grubb.
It's actually Jeff Grubb. Yeah. You play like sentient jelly beans or potentially raw testicles, depending on how you do your paint job up. And they kind of run / flop around, and it's just you got to do the thing in the minigame, and it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like if you look online right now, there's a lot of people complaining about people who are trolling in that game. People will get to the end of like a racing stage and they'll stand at the finish line and try to grab people and stop them from finishing. I just think that's very funny because you can just jump, you can just jump over them, or you can just mash the jump button to make them break their grip. Like it's fine. I think the problem is, and I got this feeling almost immediately, I got into my first mini game, which was like, you know, race across the platforms, and you know, the platforms tilt. So if there's more people on one side, it tips up and everybody gets dumped off. And there's like 30 platforms you got to race across. As soon as everybody wises up to how the games work, I don't think it's going to be fun to play anymore.
Oh shit. Really? That's interesting. Yeah,
because
once people figure out the shtick, it's over.
Yeah, I think the only reason that game is as fun as it is because there's so many people that don't know what they're doing. So in like that example of that level where it's, you know, you're jumping across the tilty platforms, I saw that. And because I used to watch those kind of shows and I have a fucking basic, I have an elementary school understanding of physics, I know what happens if I jump on the middle of the platform, it's not going to tip. So if I jump on the middle of the platform, I can just scoot my ass right across that platform onto the next one. And now good. I'm in front of the crowd. Now I just have a straight shot because I know how to jump on a fucking platform. Meanwhile, everybody else is like, you know, 30 people are jumping on the far end of a platform. The whole thing tips and everybody gets trapped and has to reset. But so I'm playing it and I'm not good at this game. I haven't made it to the finish line yet just because, you know, I'm really bad at the team games. There's a subsection of mini games that are team based and I'm very bad at them, but, I played through a couple of rounds and all of a sudden I was just like, if I figured this shit out immediately, even the really dumb people are going to figure it out eventually. Yeah. And once that happens, like, you know, race across the tilty platforms, that's not an event anymore. Once everybody knows how not to tilt the platforms, right? Mm-hmm. Like race through the obstacles, like make it through the obstacle course. And it's got like, you know, propellers that don't have weird timings. They're just like, you look at them for a second and it's like, all right, don't go now. Okay. Go now. As soon as everybody figures that timing out, nobody's getting hit by that propeller, stuff like that. So I think once the people who aren't good at that game stop playing it and the rest of the people get a bare understanding of how the physics in that game work and the mechanics of that game work, that's it. Like, then it's just who's in the front of the pack when you spawn.
That seems like that's what's going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the flip side is the team games, because that's when those will become important. Cause like every now and again, it's like, it'll break all of the remaining players into.
So like, hold on, what are the team games like? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's like so just randomly, like I haven't determined what triggers it. It's just a certain type of game that can come up in the wheel. It seems like it's random. It'll break all of the players up into teams of two or three, or maybe four sometimes. And then there's an objective. So like one of them is one of them breaks you up into three teams, like three color dependent teams, and you all have identical tracks. And the mission is push the ball to the end. First two teams to get to the end are not eliminated, and the one who doesn't is eliminated. And there's obstacles, and you just move the ball. The ball's giant, and your guys are very little, and you just push it to the end and get through. And so I got to that the very first time, and I looked at it, and there's a ball, and there's, you know, 12 people on my team or whatever, 8 people on my team, and only really 3 or 4 people can touch this ball at the same time. Hmm. So what's everybody else supposed to do? So I looked at that and I said, I'm just going to run past the ball and jump off the end of the track. And when the other two teams get there first, I'll stop their ball. And then my team will be able to catch up and get past. Sure. And I wasn't the only one who had that idea. And that sucks because there's no way to communicate in that game. So
I'm the only
one on my team trying to block the other teams. They've got all their extra people trying to block us and the other team. And so all of a sudden it's like, I'm down there waiting. Their teams get there first. I'm trying to block their ball, or at least one of them. And then my team just sucks.
It kind of feels like, whoever is able to play is using this. They're using this as sort of like a beta because I could really see them changing some of the rules as they're watching folks essentially break the game and break the experience. Like you said, with the standing in the middle of the platform or this new team, block the ball thing. I can kind of see them seeing what's happening and realizing, crap, we need to adjust rules. We need to release a patch that does this or that to make it a little bit more fair. That's the only way they're going to survive with this game is if they're making those changes quick. Because
constantly add new levels.
You're right. Because people are going to be figuring this out very quickly. So
yeah. And so I really wish Jeff was here because I want to talk to him specifically about one game type. There's a game type called Slime Climb. And all it is it's
the stairs or whatever you're going up the slime.
That's part of it. Yeah, totally. But it's a bunch of other stuff. And it's got, the platforms that pop out of the wall and shove you off. And then because it's a video game, you can do crazy stuff. So in this one, like the floor is constantly being submerged like worm style, like the water level is rising, but it's slime. And you touch that slime and you're eliminated. Doesn't matter if you get to the end. Like if you get to the end, you're still in it. But there, most of them, it's like a set number of people will get to the end and you can just respawn over and over again. And this one, it's like you fuck up and land in the slime once and you're eliminated.
Wow.
So you can decimate a lobby with this game. So I was watching, I've played it a bunch. And I thought it was fine. It's like, it's the same problem where the platforms pop out with the same timing. So as soon as you figure out the timings, I'm just going to step through. I'm going to walk over this platform. I'm going to jump over this gap. I'm going to, here are the three platforms that come out of the wall. All right, I'm in between. Now I'm past it. Just like that. Now I'm climbing up the slime wall and the thing. Just avoid the bumpers because they move at the same speed. So it's like I can just stop and then I'll go and stop and go. And now I'm at the end and it's good. I was watching Jeff play that on stream the other night and the lobby, he was so number one, him and the people he were playing with, the other VentureBeat guys, they all had a really tough time with it, it seemed like. Sure. But not only did they have a tough time with it, their lobby got decimated. Their lobby got dropped by like 2/3.
Wow, really?
Yeah, they were like down to I want to say it was like single digits, like 9 people made it through out of almost 40, I think. So I'm looking at that and it's just like, I don't know if there's like some secret matchmaking going on in the back. Hmm. Like if you fuck up a bunch, are you matched against people who also fuck up a bench? And that makes really goofy lobbies. Hmm. And if you don't fuck up a bunch, like if you get qualified to like the first couple of games you play, are you now being matchmade with like other people who are not shit at the game? Because my experience with that game is very different from what I saw of those guys playing.
Really?
My experience is people are very fucking good at this game, and I'm barely able to compete with them. Hmm. And then I was watching, like, these guys play, and I was just like, all the people you're playing against suck. Like, why is that guy standing there and trying to jump into a wall when you can just, you can see the wall spinning and there's a hole, and just don't jump when the wall's there, man. Like it's crazy. So now I'm wondering about that, but my worries for the game aside, it's fun.
Okay. All right. It's dominated my timeline over the last couple days.
Yeah. It's fun. The achievements, one of the achievements, is very, evocative of what playing that game is like. Mm-hmm. Like, one of the achievements is complete a round without falling over once. Not getting eliminated, not completing, just without falling over. It's very floppy, that game. There's like three actions, and it's one of them is jump, and one of them is dive, and one of them is grab.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah. I'll have to check that. I don't think that one's around on the PS4. You're playing it on
Steam. I'm playing it on Steam.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to play it. It's funny because usually like a new game comes out and I'm like, cool, I'll get to it eventually. It'll just sit on the backlog. But this is one of the ones, because it was on Plus, I thought this is perfect. I'll hop into this and I'll play a few rounds and see if I like it or not. If I don't, it was on Plus. It was a taste test, no big deal. But I haven't even been able to do that. So I'm hoping that they get their stuff together. And I know launching a game is difficult, especially for a game like this, which was given to several million people all at once on PS4. And so that, you know, I'm sure they probably were they were expecting some of this, but maybe not to this extent. But
I'll just throw one of my news stories in here.
Sure.
Break tradition. Fall Guys had over 1.5 million new players in the first 24 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. So
if that's 24 hours, that was Tuesday. I reckon the game's probably up to like at least two and a half, maybe even 3 million by now. Because even like I said, even I'm just starting to get into it now, and I can't. But
I went through almost $200 trying to buy that game.
Really? How?
Well, so you know how I usually buy like prepaid cards to buy things. So we talked about it on the show. I had that card that didn't work with Ooblets.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought that was $100 card. So I bought another $100 card that didn't work on Epic Game Store. So I tried it on Steam. Like, I was still trying to buy Ooblets. And then I was like, well, fucking Fall Guys comes out in a couple of days. I'll pre-order Fall Guys because the pre-order is up now. And then I can just play it immediately. Didn't fucking work on Steam, and neither did the first card. And then I was like, well, maybe it's because they're MasterCard brand prepaid cards. I'll buy a Visa one. So I got a $50 one, a Visa, and it didn't work. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? So I had to go buy prepaid Steam cards just to throw Steam wallet funds in to buy this damn game, and then I threw the rest of it onto Amazon and bought some shit. So it felt like the money was wasted. Yeah, but yeah, so I pre-ordered that game, and then I expect games. This game launched at fucking 3:30 in the morning my time.
Really?
Yeah. So like,
you're only like what?
I'm in Atlanta right now. It's 10:30.
Yeah, so you're only an hour ahead of me.
Yeah, so it launched 3:30 in the morning, or unlocked 3:30 in the morning, whatever day it unlocked, Wednesday, I guess, Tuesday. But so I played my first round of that very soon after it launched. I was sitting there watching it, like refreshing the Steam page, like, oh, this game's not unlocked yet. It's unlocking in less than an hour. Check online. Oh, it's supposed to unlock at 2 a.m. Eastern. And it's 3:18. It's 3:18 Atlantic. So I'm like, well, it's 18 minutes late. What's going on? Mm-hmm. Finally, I locked in and I played around and I went, all right, this game seems okay. And then I went to bed.
All right. Yeah. So you put some more time into it.
Yeah, I'm like, you gain experience from not getting eliminated. I'm like level 7 now or something like that. It's all just cosmetic, and the cosmetics are all goofy and don't affect gameplay, as far as I can tell. It's just like different suits, like you would see on like one of those shows.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the suits are really funny in these.
Yeah, it's like, you know, dress up as a rooster or one of those.
The first thing you get is like a werewolf looking thing, right? It's like some.
Yeah, it unlocks some, and I've just been wearing one of the default suits. I've got a pirate suit on and bird legs.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me laugh every single time.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it's just nobody. I don't see anybody else doing it. So
that's cool.
But yeah, and the way they're doing the store is really interesting. It only shows like eight things split mm-hmm. into two different shops, and they're on like 48-hour timers. So
oh, really?
it's like the shop today is like a victory emote, and like the top and the bottom of an outfit, and like a skin design, and then the bottom shop is basically that but different, like rare and legendary versus like, you know, uncommon or whatever. Mm-hmm. However the shit's ranked,
legendary, rare, whatever they have, yeah.
And the currency is split between kudos and crowns, and you unlock crowns occasionally for leveling up, but you get crowns for winning.
Kudos for winning.
Nope, crowns for
winning. Crowns for winning.
Yeah, kudos are the microtransaction money to coin okay. thing. And you earn those. I think you earn a little bit of those just for not being eliminated. Like, I think you get a little bit of kudos just for playing. But yeah, I just thought it was interesting that there's not just a list of shit. Like, if it rotates out, there's no way to buy something that's not there anymore.
That's really weird. I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, maybe they'll be. I'm sure they'll be back. They'll rotate it back in at some point.
I'm sure they will. It's just I thought that was very interesting in that, like, I bet you would make way more money if your micro. If there was just a list of the microtransaction shit that sure. you could go in and buy it, like double the price on it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's out. It's not in the store right now, but you can buy it for twice as much.
Hmm.
Or something like that. I don't know. I just thought that was interesting. Like, yeah.
It's funny. They're trying to, I mean, the game was given away free on PS4 with Plus, which you need to have to play online. You need PlayStation Plus.
That's sure.
their thing. There's still, I mean, there's microtransaction in that. So it definitely feels like a free-to-play game on the PS4. Now, I don't know how it feels on like Steam since you paid for it. How much was it on to buy?
It was, I want to say it was $29.99 USD.
Okay, wow.
I think. I don't think it was like 30. Hold on. I'm checking out. It's no, not even that. It's $22.79 Canadian. So that would maybe $19.99.
Okay. I was going to say $19.99 seems like a I don't want to say good number, but it seems like the number to put on a game like this. Okay.
Yeah, I bought the collector's edition. Okay. So that was another probably $9.99 American on top of that. Mm-hmm. So that's where that came from.
I have a bunch of friends. So here's a funny thing. I have a bunch of friends. I'm scrolling through my list right now. A bunch of friends who already own this game. Obviously, you're on that list.
Yeah.
But all these folks that I'm looking through – Has PlayStation Plus, has PS Plus. All these folks have PlayStation Plus that I'm staring at. Out of the nine people, six at least have PS Plus, which means, I mean, I don't double dip. I don't buy a game twice, like on two different platforms.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I'm wondering if a lot of folks are buying it on Steam because they just can't get it to work on PS4.
Yeah, that might be it. Like I said, I booted it up. I was gonna kick the green screen in and have my green screen be a capture of me playing this game during the whole show. But the matchmaking's down right now.
Yeah, it is.
But it's the first time I've seen that, even with everybody complaining about like connection issues, and they have like as soon as you turn the game on, it's like, hey, you can't play right now. And the store still works and shit like that, which I thought was very funny for some reason. Like,
oh, but the store works. You can still buy stuff, still spend money.
Yeah, like the store is there, and like, you know, you can customize your guy, even though it can't display my name right now for some reason.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Sorry, it seems like the game of the moment right now. I mean,
yeah.
I was
gonna stream it, and I played a bunch of it, and despite the fact that it's kind of fun to play and is a very, like, it's very goofy and like charming. I don't think that game looks very fun to watch. I don't think there's a way to have that game be entertaining. I think anyone who streams that has to be a person who can do the heavy lifting. You know what I mean?
I think you need commentary in a game. Like, 'cause part of the reason that I watch those shows, the Japanese shows and the American versions, whatever, the Western versions, is the commentary, right? Especially, it's so hype. They're screaming, there's laughing, there's yelling. And I kind of feel like that would be an awesome some type of addition to Fall Guys would, you know, if he gets some type of commentary, like high paced or fast paced, high pitched, energetic commentary, I think that would, even if it was in like Fall Guy ish, whatever language they have, just some gibberish type of thing, that would be amazing.
I think an incredible thing that they could do would be to put a spectator mode in.
Yeah.
So instead of playing in a match, you could join as a spectator.
Uh-huh.
And then you could stream the matches.
Because if
you finish, like, so something that I like to do is, like, if I'm, like, the first event's almost always a race.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the races I'm very good at. Mm-hmm. So I tend to qualify very quickly. Like, I've been number one, I've been number two, I've been, like, in the top 10 a shitload. And when that happens, you can just hit the triggers on your controller and it'll cut through players. So you can see them, like, failing miserably in the background. Like, you can watch them. And all I can think is that somebody who could riff, like, somebody really good at improv, could have a spectator mode and just watch this, like, these happen. I think that would be very fun to watch. But I don't think watching somebody play it would be very fun.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That's it. That's what I've been playing. I've been playing that. I played a tiny little bit of Littlewood. I've talked about that game a bunch before. I just booted it up for a minute because version 1.0 finally came out. That game's fully released.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. That game's good too. Cool. I also don't think that would be entertaining to watch stream.
I've been playing I'm trying to get to my backlog. Games like when I say get through my backlog, I typically mean I'm trying to complete games, at least get to an ending on a game. So it's like, I don't care if it doesn't have to be a good ending or a bad ending. It's just get to some ending in the game. So I'm playing a bunch of games like Control and other, you know, others to get to that. I started playing Mario Kart again on the Switch. God, that game is so fucking good. That is, I keep forgetting how, I keep straying from realizing how good Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is. And then I go back and realize how fucking good Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is. God damn it. But playing a lot of that this week, surprisingly, because I hadn't picked it up in like 2 years. And then Breath of the Wild, which I never completed. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to get back in. I'm going to have no idea where I'm going, but fuck it. Let me try to start to figure stuff out, because I feel like a schmuck for never completing the game. And it's like a 50 hour game if you want to, you know, basic level completion. And a lot of that is the shrines, right? Because you got to go to the shrines and like build up stamina, which lets you climb and swim longer, or heart containers. And it's a little, it's a little grindy in that aspect, especially with like weapons, when weapons break and shit. That's always grindy, but I don't really like that part. But I was able to hop right back in and realize that I hadn't even really gone all that far. I was maybe like 15, 20 hours into the game thinking that I was, you know, substantial way, but I wasn't. And what I ended up realizing was it was because I kept falling in love with the world and just walking all over the place and seeing things and, you know, oh, that looks like a cool mountain. I wonder if there's any secret there, and climbing up and then forgetting about any task that I had to do, because I would just fucking climb mountains and slippery mountains and I'm sliding on mountains. And so I realized, I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to go and I'm going to beat this game. I'm going to go through the steps. I'm going to go, you know, whatever the minimal steps, tasks it takes to complete the game, that's what I'm going to do. So started playing that again. And goddamn, that's a good game. That is a fucking awesome game. I literally am at the, like I said, I was 20 plus hours in and I had done nothing. I'm at the first divine beast, which is that elephant. For those that know Zelda, it's like this elephant water beast thing. And just a really cool battle just to get into this thing. It's like these big robots, which are almost like these walking dungeon type things. And then the inside, you're like walking around the inside, and it's just this endless world. It's so good. Breath of the Wild. I felt like an idiot, but who knows when the next one will come out. But I figured I'm going to go through my backlog, play that, and then at the same time, I'm playing Control, trying to get through Control, and that's basically it. I haven't been doing a whole ton this week, but like I said, I'm putting the hours in now, and I'm going after Breath of the Wild and watching the fireworks displays every Sunday night on Animal Crossing, which is kind of cool. And that's it. Welcome. But should we get into some news?
Yeah, there's some. What do I got here? Hey, Apple sucks, right?
Oh yeah. Hold, let's hear this guy.
But so yeah. this originally was the news came out that like xCloud and Stadia were not they were, I think the phrase used was gridlocked for testing on iOS, and then that quickly developed into it's not going to happen. And then around the same time, this didn't get nearly as much traction. Mm-hmm. The Facebook gaming app also isn't doing well on iOS. Like, it also didn't. It also got banned, I guess, or it got pulled, despite the fact that apparently, like, it doesn't break any of their guidelines. So they're like, yeah, they're out. Essentially, Apple is. Apple wants to control what streaming companies succeed, and it seems like their rationale for it is because they can't review the games because they're being streamed and they're not actually on the platform. They're saying no.
Hmm.
So,
I mean, you gotta wonder. They don't review every song that streams on Spotify, right? They don't review every movie that streams on Netflix. So why do they have to review every game?
Yeah.
There? So I think it's a lame ass excuse, and they need to have more faith in the rating system. And part of it is really just Apple's whole game thing is a mess. I mean, you get so many trash games on there. If any games were going to be good, it would be games that are on, you know, xCloud, even Facebook Market, even Stadia, because, you know, they're going to be legit. They're going to be legit games. They're not going to be just like thousands of knockoffs like Apple has on its system right now. So I think it's
an Apple move. Like, Apple launched that thing, right, that nobody gives a shit about anymore.
Apple Arcade, yeah. It was great for like the first 2 weeks, and then nobody talks about it.
I mean, I remember this probably came up on the show when that first launched, because a bunch of you guys were messing around with it. And
no, Tom loved it.
Yeah, yeah. Tom loved it. I have an Android, so I couldn't. But I remember looking through the list of everything they offered and going like, "Oh, I own that already on Steam.
Yeah.
I own that. I own that. Like, I don't need this." And nobody has talked about Apple Arcade in 6 months.
At least, yep. You hear once in a while, you hear a company say, "Our game is launching on Apple Arcade," and then like NPC 2 days later.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, that was it.
Yeah, so buy Android, I guess. Shameless plug.
I have an old Android phone that I'm staring at right now. This when I switched over to a new service, I bought this. They had us choose an Android phone, and I got this like real crappy LG, and it's not good, but I'm staring at it, and I know it'll function. It's only a 3-year-old Android phone, so I know it'll function well.
Yeah, I mean, I think mine's older than that, and it plays some games fine.
Oh yeah.
What else we got here? Hey, you know how every week I mention a new guy who has quit Ubisoft? For being a sex pest.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Tommy Francis has left Ubisoft for being a sex pest. He's the 9th one to leave or be fired.
Wow.
Yeah. He was vice president for editorial and creative services.
Hmm.
And he left the company effective immediately.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 9. I don't think it's double digits yet, but it's going to be probably next week.
They seem to be happy weekly now. Wait till it gets to the very top, right?
Essentially. Well, I mean, yeah, like you know, it's been a bunch of people, but like, you know, so there's been some big positions in there with people who have been great, like the VP of editorial, PR director, chief creative officer.
Yeah.
So that's
big names, definitely.
Yeah. I'm not listing their names because fuck them. What else do I got? Hey, did you catch that the Aeon Must Die thing?
I heard that somebody was who was it? One of like a JJ or someone. Somebody posted it in the Discord.
Yeah. So
shit.
Hey, millions of viewers watching this show. If you're not the type of viewer who likes to watch reveal trailers or gameplay trailers, and I know you're not because you tune in to hear us talk about them.
Of course.
One of the games that got a big reveal trailer this week was Aeon Must Die. Mm-hmm. And then immediately somebody, a former dev on the game, pointed out that all of the devs quit because they got pushed into crunch and then they didn't get paid. And then the trailer that everybody saw was produced by artists who weren't given contracts to sign.
They were just farmed out.
Yep.
Hey guys, hop on Fiverr. Can you make a quick trailer?
Totally. So that happened, and everybody was pissed about that. And then the update to that story, which I just caught today, Focus Home Interactive, who's publishing the game, they didn't develop it, but they published it, released a statement that was basically just like, "Oh, we're gonna see how it goes. We're not saying anything one way or the other. We're investigating." Which ain't a good look, but what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
So that whole thing's a mess.
Yep. Yeah, that's where we saw it on Twitter. Yep.
I'm looking for anything else before I get into the. I guess I don't have anything else. So here's the big one. Hey, what's up with your fucking crazy American president trying to ban like WeChat, I guess.
WeChat and TikTok.
Yeah, so this is game news in the sense that when this news broke, it seemed like the ban was going to affect all of Tencent, and Tencent is a lot of fingers and a lot of pies in the American game market. it turns out that interpretation of what's going to happen only affects WeChat, which is like a communication and payment thing that is associated with the various programs like TikTok that Tencent owns and runs.
Mm-hmm.
But your country is fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, it really fucking is. This is what happens when, so here's the thing. We've had issues with apps from China in the past. There's always been this, are they stealing data? Are they spying on us? Whatever. So far, nothing's been proven. Like, people have been trying. Nothing's been shown to actually have data being or anything being stolen yet. But there's that fear, right? There's that, hey guys, they're a bigger country than the U.S. is, with more people, and they're starving for tech. So, and privacy. So there was that fear. Obviously, it's been around for a while. But when TikTok. The users of TikTok are an overwhelming majority are finding some way to be, I don't want to say anti-Trump, but there's a very loud group of TikTokers and K-pop fans and all sorts of folks that have caused issues for Trump's campaign, for our president's campaign. Like, you know, there was one, I think the K-pop kids, essentially blanked out one of his rallies. It's nobody showed up because they bought all the tickets, and they do it through apps like WeChat and TikTok, through messaging, through viral stories and stuff. And so he's pissed off, and he says it's a security issue. He's trying to like bite on that a little bit, but at the same time, he's doing it because, you know, he's clearly doing it because they found a way to communicate around the Twitter and Facebook world in a way that's way more viral, to get like kids activated to doing shit, you know, doing the work. And
then he's like, before whatever this act is that he signed, which doesn't seem legal, whatever, he's like, oh, I'm going to make you sell it to Microsoft, and then they're going to pay me a cut. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
It's so from what I've been reading, and again, it's so nebulous, right? Nobody even knows. Here in the U.S., then an executive order like this has to pass through, because it deals with First Amendment rights, it deals with business and all that kind of stuff. It has to go to the Senate and the House, I guess. Don't quote me on it. Even if it does, it's not related to, from what I know, it's so far not related to gaming. It's more or less related to WeChat and TikTok. He can't force a sale. There's no way he can force a sale, because it would have to go through avenues like, the Senate and the House, and they have to do their, like, they just had the Apple and Facebook and Amazon and I forget Google folks on there to talk about being monopolies. Now, they could go the avenue of saying, hey, TikTok's a monopoly, it needs to be broken up, and that route. But even then, TikTok's just one of a billion different apps out there, so that wouldn't even work. So it's more waving hands in the air, freaking out about stuff. But what the damage that it could do isn't necessarily the whole TikTok thing, because whatever, TikTok's an app, no big deal. We can find another app. The damage is China might just say, fine, we're just going to fucking take our ball and go home. And then they might actively pull, like Tencent might actively say, fine, all the games that were coming out in the U.S. that we're funding, we're pulling them strictly into China. Or China might say, none of the stuff that we're building here, any other game consoles, any whatever, that's not going to be going to the U.S. Your phones that you all want ain't going to the U.S. So they could legit do something in reverse. Now, they already do some stuff with like Facebook and, Google, and things are already banned in China, which is pretty shitty. But at the same time, we can't control China. We can only control the U.S. And right now, a lot of the folks within the U.S. are using TikTok regularly for fun or communication or whatever. So it's a really weird situation, a really shitty situation. I don't think it'll mean anything to games
except if everything goes absolutely the worst way it can go, yeah. then
it could. So who knows? Again, it's the weekly freak out by our administration and showboating that I don't think will lead to anything, to be honest. So what else you got? Any other news?
No, that's pretty much it.
Hey, there's a Suicide Squad game coming. I think I've mentioned every episode so far, and I told people be ready for the Suicide Squad game and the Suicide Squad co-op division style game. Guess what? That's coming. So that was officially announced that it's going to be shown off.
This past week has been kind of slow on news and very heavy on release dates and like Digital Foundry like doing their thing on everything.
Yep.
There's been like 100 digital foundry comparisons this week.
It's that time, man. It's that time. Yeah, there's nothing. You're right. There's not a lot of news right now. Weirdly, we had the Xbox stuff. Was that last week or the week before?
It was the week before, I think.
Yeah, Xboxing Day, July. There's not a lot going on until. I mean, I actually legit thought that Bethesda might have some stuff this weekend because it's QuakeCon, and they always have. They always come with their A game to E3, and they announce all this shit that blows people's hair back, like mine and yours. But nothing this year, and nothing at QuakeCon. Usually, I would have expected the QuakeCon opening ceremony thing for them to say, "Guess what, Quake X is coming to cons to the next generation," and just show a logo, and everyone's like, "Oh fuck!" But nothing. There was nothing with that. I think the next big event is opening night for Gamescom, right? That's at end of August, and then you got everyone's still waiting for Nintendo, which I'm convinced that we're going to get a direct within the next week or two here, because all we know is Pikmin, and that's not. That's not going to make sales. Although Nintendo had a fucking quarter with their sales numbers, but
yeah, they did. They did kind of gangbusters. Switch sales are. I want to say the number was 66.4 million worldwide switches sold.
Something like that. Yeah, they've 69. They've caught up to the NES. They're actually at this point now. They've surpassed the NES in terms of being Nintendo's second most popular console, which is bonkers. It's. For a company like Nintendo, now's the time to strike, because you want people to see what games are coming so that you don't get them to buy PS5s and Xbox sexes, but they're not doing any of that. They're not enticing people long term, but whatever.
All I'm saying is, as long as I can keep drunk me in check long enough, I have enough money right now to buy a console when it comes out.
Look at that funny money, man. Woo, making it rain. You might be able to buy half a console.
Smells like maple. All our money smells like Canadian money.
All right, I'm writing that down. Canadian money smells like maple.
That's not a joke. All the new monies they've injected like maple scent into it.
Did it really?
Yeah, that's not a joke.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Either way, that's the title of this episode.
Canada money smells like maple. I'm Googling it right now.
Yeah, so many dollars. Oh my god. Okay. That's all I had too. And kind of a nice light week. Actually, I'm glad nobody else showed up because we're actually done at 10 o'clock. How nice is that for a change?
Yeah. We went for an exceedingly long time talking about a single game that one of us has not played yet.
Yeah.
And then we just burned through the news.
Love it. Love it. That's the way it should be every week.
Apparently, the Canadian government claims that they didn't inject a smell into our money, but also the majority of Canadians can smell maple on our money.
Maybe there's just a lot of fucking maple in Canada, and you guys just think that you smell it on your money. It's already in your nose hairs. That could be it. Hey, Aaron, where can we find you, dude?
You can find me on Twitch and Twitter at Scratty Bones. I was going to stream... I'm thinking about streaming Fall Guys.
Do it. Just do it.
Yeah. I just might want to capture some footage. I don't know.
Sounds good.
I really wish the game would have been working tonight. So I would have had the green screen up and just behind.
That would have been awesome. Just play it behind you. You can find me at Dolly Demosky and everywhere else. Dolly Demosky at Scratty Bones for Aaron at Side Questing. Hey Tom. Oh, Jeff, you can find Jeff at Jeff Grubb and walking the streets because that's all he does. That fucker, play games and tell us when there's release dates, dude.
That was very funny.
That's it. We love you guys. We'll see you in the next episode of the Side Quest. Bye.
I can say this much.
Oh, go ahead. Before I shut down.
Yeah, before you shut it down. Of the 10, you had asked me what 10 places I would expect to see Jeff Grubb in when he called into the show. Outdoors was not one of them.
Not one of them. Basement, bathroom, living room.
Computer room so he can be next to his kids.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, I was not expecting outdoors. Mm-hmm. I'm very rarely expecting anybody on a computer to be outdoors. Also, I'm never expecting anybody to be outdoors anyway.
Ever. Like, yeah. All right. See you guys.